Welcome to the Pageant Masterclass, How to Win a Pageant. I'm Ashley Williams-Allen. I'm so excited to talk to you today because with 20 years of experience as a television producer and as a former Miss South Carolina USA and pageant judge, I'm so excited to share all the knowledge I've accumulated over the years in order to give you the competitive edge you need to take home the crown. So let's get started. Okay, today I want to talk to my pageant vets who've been competing for years but aren't seeing the results they want. So let's talk about it. There could be a number of reasons why you're not seeing the results you desire when it comes to pageantry, but you know what I'm going to say. First and foremost, do you have a truth squad? Do you have a group of discerning people around you who are willing to tell you the truth? I'm going to be honest here. If you've been competing in pageants for years, and you haven't seen the results you want, specifically if you haven't made it into the top five, then somewhere along the line, someone is not being honest with you about where you're falling short in your pageant journey. Now listen, we all have blind spots. It's not easy to see or sometimes acknowledge where we're falling short. So that's why it is vital that you identify three objective, discerning people who are willing to be totally honest with you throughout your pageant journey. Now, you'll always hear me say this, your true squad cannot include your mama, your best friend, or your boyfriend. Now, I say that because they are just too close to you. They aren't able to be completely objective. You need people who aren't influenced by their personal feelings and opinions or yours. Now, on the flip side of that, it's also important that you aren't just seeking criticism. Someone who constantly critiques you, criticizes you, and breaks you down is not honest. They're mean. And constant berating is not going to help you blossom into the queen that you are meant to be. So grab your truth squad and let's discuss where you need to do an honest assessment to discover where you might need some revisions. So throughout my career, I've been fortunate to produce hours and hours of primetime television. And let me tell you, every episode includes a hefty note session with executives who know their audience and are clear on network objectives. It's a collaborative effort with the creative team and the executives to craft each episode into the best possible version it can be. And that's what you need, a good, honest note session. Let's start today's note session with your platform or your community service initiative. Now, let's get clear on the purpose of your platform or CSI. Your platform is a crucial aspect of your pageant journey because it showcases your passion, your dedication, and your ability to make a difference. And it's an integral part of your personal brand. And that's going to be a major factor in several areas of the competition. So I want you and your truth squad to look at your platform and honestly critique it. Is it viable? And I think this goes without saying, but are you truly interested in committing to serving your community through this platform? Hopefully you are, which is great, because your platform is going to be a beautiful way for the judges and your community to learn about the heart of who you are. What has made you excited, emotional, or motivated to act? The emotion you have for your platform is so important because if you are authentically connected to a cause, then you're going to light up when you talk about it. And that's where the judges are going to get to know you and really start to root for you. But this requires some nuance and discernment. I think a lot of times emotion gets translated into something bad happened. And to be honest, from a judge's perspective, sometimes it can feel like a contestant is trying to manufacture a platform. Here's the thing. Just because something bad happened in your life does not mean it translates into a platform or a community service initiative. Now, also, just because you haven't had something traumatic happen in your life doesn't mean you can't have an emotional connection to a platform or a CSI. The important thing is that you find an issue your heart is truly connected to and you step up and serve the community that needs your unique voice and your efforts. Okay, I'm going to use myself as an example. If I were trying to nail down a platform, let's say I was choosing between two possible options, childcare for working parents who can't afford it and disordered eating. Based on the importance of being emotionally connected to my platform, I would choose childcare for working parents. Now, I struggled with disordered eating, but that was over 20 years ago. So even though it's an important issue, the truth is I'm not as personally connected to it as I once was. And to be honest, for me, this would be an example of me using something bad that happened as a platform just because I could. but I don't actually feel connected to it. So even though disordered eating is a really important issue, it's not right for me right now. Now, in real life, I am way more passionate about childcare because as a working mom, I know how hard it is and how much it costs to find good, safe childcare for my children. And I can't imagine what it would be like for a single mom who's having to work a graveyard shift. How does she find safe, affordable care for her young kids? Now, that's a platform I can get behind. So that's a great example of finding a platform that I'm passionate about and I have a why behind. Okay, so now you have an idea of a platform that you're truly passionate about. The next thing you need to consider is how relatable it is and whether or not it translates outside of your sphere and to a broader audience. It's important that your platform translates at a state or national level. Are you able to engage an elementary school child, a business-minded sponsor, and everyone in between when it comes to your platform? Would your local news station be interested in doing a story about you and your platform? And would the Today Show or Good Morning America be interested in doing a story about you and your platform? Now, don't answer that. Ask your Truth Squad. This is why your Truth Squad cannot be too close to you. You need to be asking people who aren't deeply connected to you or your passion. Remember, discerning objective people who are going to give you an honest answer. Okay, so now you've got a platform you're truly passionate about that resonates with a broad audience. Now we need to confirm whether the success of your platform is measurable. So often I hear contestants say, I want to inspire girls to be X, Y, or Z. But the question is, how will you know if you've been successful in that? What does success look like when it comes to your platform? Look at it like a business. Sit down and write a plan for the next month, 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, year, and 5 years. What are specific tangible goals for the impact your platform will make? This is where I see a lot of contestants leaning on social media and social media campaigns. But follower count, likes, and comments do not count as measurable success. So the question is, how are you measuring the success your platform has on the community that you're serving? Now, this could be measured in dollars raised for a charity. This could be measured through the number of kids who attend your after-school program. This could be measured through the number of items donated toward your cause. These are quantifiable, measurable goals that you can clearly communicate. So I want you to really think about this. If you're going to spend a year as the reigning queen, if it's going to be your job to go and serve your community through your platform, why do you want to make an impact? How will you get people fired up to come alongside you? And what is the impact you will actually make? So get your Truth Squad. Ask them to help you come up with some ideas for measuring the success of your platform. The great news is you are measuring how you are going to change your community and how you'll be changing lives. This should get you even more fired up about your platform and therefore make it really easy to talk about in interview and on stage. And that's the goal. Clearly defining who you are and what you're passionate about so that those judges will know you are undeniably the queen they are looking for. Okay, speaking of queen, another question you need to ask yourself is, if you win the title, how will your platform draw awareness to the organization? So here's the thing, your engagement with community not only shows your commitment to meaningful causes, it also highlights the positive impact the pageant can have on the community. If you're out there passionately serving the community, people will be vocal about it. Wow, Miss North Carolina is really making a difference in our state. It'll draw girls to the pageant, it'll draw sponsors to the pageant, and it will draw media attention to the pageant, which is a win for everyone. So getting your platform sussed out is a vital part to your success. Remember, you are building a personal brand. Every part of it is an extension of who you are. And I know that this is a buzzword, but it's so true. Authenticity is key. You being you, not a manufactured version of what you think a title holder should be, is key. Being able to engage in every part of the pageant as a contestant who is absolutely confident in who you are is what's going to get you closer to that crown. So if you've been competing for a while and you aren't seeing the results that you want, get back to basics. Zero in on that perfect platform or community service initiative that gets you excited and Join me next week. I'm going to talk a little bit more about some of the issues that might be tripping you up and keeping you from winning. And I have some really exciting interviews coming up that I think are going to be really insightful and beneficial to your pageant journey. As always, if you're looking for personalized guidance, I'm here to help. I've been where you are, and I know how frustrating it can be to work so hard and not achieve your goal. But thankfully, I've learned a lot along the way. I would love to be a part of your truth squad. You can find me on Instagram or visit us at pageantmasterclass.com. All the info you need to connect is in the show notes. I'd love to work with you on creating that undeniable package that lets the judges know you're the queen they're looking for. This has been a Front Row Entertainment production.